I've been trying to find a humorous hook for this thing called state government shutdown. Just saying the words government shutdown brings a smile to this old mug, but it has more to do with my finely tuned sense of irony and a high regard for parody than with my funny bone. I noticed that the legislature and the governor have been in court the past week, or rather their respective attorneys were, and we don't have to wonder who's paying those lawyers' fees, shutdown or no shutdown, do we? In court, those folks unabashedly pressed the issue, how would they get paid if the state went out of business? The Ramsey County judge presiding over this horsing around called the budget negotiations at the state capitol, quote, a game of chicken, unquote. I suppose that sentiment informed the judge's decision to deny the governor's request to have a mediator appointed to help broker a budget deal. Probably looked like an exercise in futility, besides being unbudgeted. I've worked as a mediator, so I don't agree with the judge, but what I want to get involved in this one, let me count the ways not. Over the next little while, you're going to hear more about essential services and critical services than you want to hear in two lifetimes. The adjectives in those constructions will get a workout. One person's essential is another's superfluous. One person's critical, another's trivial. We know now what the priorities are, as calculated by a Minnesota state agency called, with a tin ear for irony, the Statewide Contingency Response Team. The response team has determined, for example, that insurance fraud prevention must go on, that the dentistry board must continue monitoring treatment of healthcare professionals, that the governor's public information office will stay open and his house will get the day-to-day attention it deserves, that there will be no interruption in the issuance of birth and death certificates or methadone authorizations, that Iron Range Resources, a.k.a. IRRRB, won't have to completely halt maintenance at Giants Ridge, and the state Supreme Court will not adjourn. Zoo animals will get fed. The state patrol will still be out there, fair warning. Counterintuitively, between you and me, the barber examiner's board, the chiropractor's board, the combative sports commission, and the private detective board, among others, will indeed shut down. As it happens, Dodger and I are starting a road trip on July 1. I see that highway rest areas are not deemed essential. This changes everything. Also, I should probably bring the chainsaw. Dead tree in the middle of the road is going to stay dead tree in the middle of the road. Any restaurant we might stop at will still be serving inspected food. This won't turn spotty till July 2nd or 3rd. You're all thinking of other concerns as well, aren't you? But amidst the tumult and dissembling, you might take some comfort in the fact that the statewide contingency response team is recommending that 13,211.5 full-time state employees remain on the job. That is, you might find it comforting, unless you're privy, I'm not, to the gross number of pending pink slips. FYI, the only 0.5 position in the response team's essential critical FTE consideration is on the dentistry board. Relief. Aren't we all better off if only whole persons are monitoring the dentistry done in this great state during these teeth-grinding times?